The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, Franklin Communications, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to columbustoday.com, keyword dentally speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in the place of receiving an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Brian Kvitko. Call 459-9769. That's 459-9769 to discuss your dental issues. Now here's Dr. Kvitko.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Our show is also known as Everything You've Always Wanted to Know About Dentistry, but We're Too Numb to Ask. Hello, I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. Thank you for joining me here on Sunny 95, 94.7 FM, WSNY. I think we have a great show today. We are going to be listening to a little bit of an interview that I did when I was in Savannah, Georgia, a part of the Teeth Across America series. Also, later in the show, we're going to find out how do you know if it's really a true dental emergency? When should you call? When can it wait until Monday? We'll find that out later. And also, we want to give out today's question of the day, Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. And it is, according to the American Dental Association, is it men or women dentists who have higher school loan payments? The average full educational monthly loan payment by gender. Okay? So give it some thought. It's a, you know, I guess it's a 50-50 chance of being right. Is it the guys or the girls that have a larger loan payment when they get out of dental school? You can call us with your guesses at 459-9769. That's 459-9769. And if you have any questions, comments about anything that we're talking about on the show, feel free to give us a call. We'll be happy to get those answers to you. And also, you know, give us your guess to the question of the day. All right, so when I travel, like I said, I always take my recorder, and I take advantage of every opportunity I can to just talk to folks a little bit about their teeth, people from all over the nation. And interestingly enough, when I was in Savannah and asked this gentleman if he'd be interviewed, I found out that he wasn't from Savannah. But let's listen in. This gentleman's name is John Rock. Okay, so I'm doing some more of my Teeth Across America series, and I am with John Rock, right?
Yeah.
From Cleveland.
From Cleveland, yes.
But not really from Cleveland, right?
No, I'm originally from the Warren area, but I live in the Cleveland area now.
Like what, Parma?
Lakewood.
Lakewood, okay. And I understand you're kind of famous. What, you're in a commercial?
Yeah, I was in a commercial a couple years back.
What was it for?
For Kent State.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Some people want to come to Kent State, you'd be like one of the guys in the commercial?
Right. I was in the architecture commercial advertising the College of Architecture.
Are you an architect?
I'm studying to be one right now. I'm doing my state board. So I'm a designer right now, but after I finish my boards, I'll be a full-fledged architect.
Interesting. Okay. So they picked you maybe because of your smile to be on TV?
Perhaps.
And how about her? And I was going to say, what's your name?
Allison. It's me.
Oh, Allison has to go sing. Okay, so we'll talk to Allison later. Anyway, okay, so you had a dental question we were talking earlier.
I have a couple of them, actually. One, I have a question about, like, white strips or whitening products. If they're actually bad for your teeth or if they're effective or if you have a particular one that you recommend.
Okay, actually, they're not bad for your teeth.
Okay.
They are effective, although the kind you buy over the counter only whiten your teeth maybe 3 shades. And the kind that you can have at the dental office can do something like 8 to 12 shades.
Oh, really? So the dental office can actually do them for you, or do you just take home a product, or how does that work?
There's probably 6 levels now of teeth whitening. There's the over-the-counter like Crest White strips. Then in the dental office, we have a thing called Liquid Smile, which is something that you paint on. It looks like a yellow highlighter, but it's clear. It's white. And you paint that on your teeth. That's another level of pricing. And then we have the take-home whitening where we make impression trays and give you gel and you go home and you whiten your teeth. And after that, there's the one where it's in the office where you come and you stay in our chair for about 2.5 hours with the laser light and you leave with really, really white teeth.
Oh, okay. That sounds great. And my other question was, I just got some dental work done. I don't have dental insurance, so like getting teeth cleanings like every so often for me. So I went a couple months ago to get a cleaning done and I went to a particular place and I've heard rumors that they're kind of notorious for trying to find problems with your teeth just because of the extra expense, you know? So I got my cleaning and I got my x-ray, and they came back with a whole list of things that I need to get done, including replacing my fillings. And it was gonna come to $1,400, so I didn't do it. But I don't know if I should get like a second opinion or if I should just let it go and wait another 6 months.
I would get a second opinion. I don't think waiting is good just in case, you know? If you're just having fillings replaced for the sake of replacing them, probably not a good idea, not necessary. But I would go and get it. Now, I'll tell you what, at my office, and I'm in Columbus, I do second opinions at no charge. So if somebody has those concerns, they can call them and say, can I just come in and have you take a quick look? You know, they bring their x-rays with them, and I'll look in their mouth and give you my opinion. It could be that you have all 10 or 12 or 11, whatever you said. Or it could be that somebody was a little overzealous, you know, and maybe thinking you need tooth-colored fillings instead of silver. Do you have silver?
Yeah, I have silver. Yeah, they did say that they only do the white fillings. But then she said she found a couple other cavities, but I never have any sensitivity in my teeth. Would you always feel sensitivity if you have a cavity, or can it go unnoticed?
It can go unnoticed. In fact, you almost never have a toothache with a cavity unless it's close to the nerve, unless it's going to be a root canal.
And is that bad if you start to get sensitivity?
It's bad if you get a toothache because your body doesn't tell you in time.
Okay.
Your body only tells you when it's a deep cavity. So small cavities can give you sweet sensitivity, but little cavities just go unnoticed.
Okay. Well, yes.
So in Warren then, you said Warren, right?
Yeah, that's where I'm from, that Warren area. I lived in a community called Halland, which is right outside of Warren.
Okay.
And then I moved to the Cleveland area just last year.
Okay. So get a second opinion, and if you don't know who to go to, well, first of all, call up and say, hey, do you guys do free second opinions? And if you can't find somebody, then, you know, come down to Columbus.
All right, sounds great.
Okay. Thanks so much for being on the show, John.
Thank you so much.
Okay, bye-bye now.
All right, I think he had some very good questions, and I imagine some of you had those same concerns. You know, I don't recommend you get your fillings replaced just for the sake of replacing fillings. I mean, yes, if you want the silver out of your mouth, that's one thing, but if everything's fine and you don't have that concern, seems like a little bit of an extra expense. And so, don't forget, you know, just go and get a second opinion. It's no big deal. I encourage it. I will say this. I do tell people when you get a second opinion, you might want to get a third, because then you have like two yeses and a no, or two nos and a yes, and that's a little bit easier to go by. What happens sometimes, though, is people get second opinions until they keep getting second opinions until they get somebody to agree with them what they thought they wanted anyway, and they say, aha, I knew I was right. And so if you really want an honest, you know, assessment, an honest appraisal, get two opinions besides the first, and then just go with the majority rules, okay? All right, now we've had a couple guesses to our question of the day, and the question is it guys or girls, gals, whatever, that pay more for their school loans? This is according to the American Dental Association. We're talking about dentists now, female or male dentists. Do women or men pay more for their school loans? June has guessed women, and sent in a guess of women also. So I guess the ladies are thinking the ladies are having to pay more for their school loans. Coming up later, remember, we're going to talk about how do you know if it's a dental emergency? How do you know it's a true dental emergency? When should you call? When can it wait? Can it wait till Monday? And what would be the ramifications of not going to the dentist when you should have, or going when you didn't need to? So that'll be coming up later. Stay tuned. I do want to mention the Dr. Kvitko Golf Classic takes place July 31st at Bent Tree Golf Course and the Rural American Links. It is to raise money for the Down Syndrome Association of Central Ohio, and also to support a program called Golf for Life Ohio, which helps Down Syndrome folks learn how to play golf. They are paired up with PGA officials, PGA golfers, golf pros, to teach them how to play. I could probably use that a little bit myself, because I keep trying and I just keep missing that ball. But I do have fun. And some of our sponsors are Safe Auto, BASF, Samuel Adams, and this station, Sunny 95, so we're very appreciative of that. And Dino is going to be out and MC one of the courses, and I think we, I've asked Gabe Spiegel, well, I think he's going to do it. We'll find out here in the next week or so. But anyway, come out. It's a lot of fun. The way you register is go to dentallyspeaking.com. There is a link there to register for the golf outing. If you have questions and you'd like to phone them in, you can call 263-6020. That is the Down Syndrome Association of Central Ohio's phone number. And by the way, for more info there. Website is info@desaco.net. That's DSACO.net. All right, we do have to go to commercial. Stay with us. Remember, the question of the day, according to the American Dental Association, which gender pays higher school loan payments after receiving a dental degree? You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Stick with us, and we'll be right back.
Seagull Bags encourages you to take custom to a new level. Located at 3343 North High Street, just south of East North Broadway. They specialize in handmade custom courier bags and backpacks. All of their bags are completely waterproof and built to withstand any nasty condition you can think of. Stop by their shop and design a custom bag from scratch with one of the people that is actually going to build your bag. You choose the size, all the colors, and what pockets you need and where you want them. They also do custom embroidery. They have a full line of bags from tool bags to gigantic backpacks. Their bags are ideal for cyclists, students, or anyone that values quality and customization. Check out their website at seagullbags.com or come visit their Clintonville storefront. Let them make something amazing for you.
Canton City Chinese Restaurant is an established, family-owned and operated Chinese restaurant. You can come and sit down and enjoy the relaxed atmosphere of the Canton City, or if you're on the go or need lunch for your office or dinner for home, call us at 614-261-0262 to order takeout. We have a variety of Cantonese, Hunan, and Sichuan cuisine. You will love the price and be astonished how generous the portions are. Come visit us in our fantastic location at 4330 North High Street, located just south of Henderson in Clintonville. We are open 7 days a week. If you cannot pick from our extensive menu, we would suggest you start with our General Tso chicken. It is the best in the city. When you are craving Chinese food and have tried all the rest, come and order from the best, Canton City Chinese Restaurant in Clintonville. Call us at 614-261-0262 or stop by and see us at 4330 North High Street.
Why I won't hesitate no more, no more. It cannot wait.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Thanks so much for joining me. Hey, I don't know about you, but I love thunderstorms, and I just think it's this renewing force. You know, everything is nice and lush and just kind of clean and fresh. And we had some thunderstorms last evening, and it looks like we're going to have a nice, bright, sunny day today. So just go out and enjoy the day. All right, now, the question, is it really an emergency? How do you know? I'll tell you what, oftentimes people think things that people think are emergencies turn out not to be, but there is always that concern, what if I don't call the dentist and I should have? Now, the biggest thing that you need to be concerned about when it comes to dental emergencies is swelling that is approaching the throat, okay, that is approaching your airway, basically. If you have a lower tooth, especially, and you allow it to get all swollen to where this whole side of your face is swollen, some of that swelling is going inward towards your airway, and can actually cut off a person's airway, make it difficult for them to breathe. And in severe cases, somebody can die from a major swelling that blocks off their air. So that would be the biggest thing, one of the big reasons that it is an emergency. You need to get in. The other, obviously, maybe it's not obvious, but if you have a tooth knocked out, completely knocked out, first of all, got to find the tooth. You only have 30 minutes to get it back in and get to a dentist in order to assure that it's going to have a reasonable chance of succeeding. You can't, you know, that can't wait till Monday. If you've fallen and, you know, hit your face on the sidewalk, which happens, unfortunately, every so often, happened to my daughter when she was 9, you need to get in. You've snapped a tooth off. Sometimes people break the tooth root. They don't even realize the tooth is broken until we get in. We take an x-ray and we can see that, sure enough, it's snapped off halfway up. And, you know, if it's not hurting, it may wait, but you might not want to, you know. So if you have a traumatic injury, a tooth broken, a tooth avulsed, which is what we call it when it's completely knocked out, swelling that appears to be in danger of affecting a person's airway, those are true dental emergencies. Now, what can wait until Monday? If a temporary crown comes off and your tooth isn't tender, especially if it's had a root canal, that can wait till Monday. If it's a front tooth, I realize it's a cosmetic concern. It might be a cosmetic emergency. You might wish that you could have your temporary crown back on, but it's not a true emergency. Same thing with a denture patient. Sometimes a denture patient will, you know, chip a front tooth or have a denture tooth come out. It's a cosmetic emergency. It's an emergency to them. But think about it. There's no pain involved. There's nothing, nothing tangible as far as disease. It's just a chipped denture tooth. So now, if you have a tooth that has broken and it broke 6 months ago, and now you bit down into something and it hurts, well, you know, yeah, it's an emergency, I guess, because it's hurting you now. But when you should have called was 6 months ago when your tooth first chipped. When that tooth first chipped, oh, and by the way, people call all the time and they say, my filling fell out. Well, let me just tell you that it's really rare for a filling to just plain fall out. I mean, it's almost non-existent. A well-placed filling doesn't fall out, especially, you know, if it's been in there for years and years and years. It didn't fall out because it got old. It fell out because your tooth got decayed. Your tooth got soft. You just didn't know it. And so we'll pick up on this in just a little, another minute. I just had another caller call in with a guest to today's question of the day. Tom is guessing that male dentists have a higher school loan payment than female dentists. And thank you, Tom, for your guess. I'll give you guys the answer here at the end of the show. Also, at the end of the show, we are going to hear from a woman in Savannah, Georgia, who has a gold front tooth, and we're going to find out why people get gold front teeth. Have you ever wondered why somebody gets a gold front tooth? Is it because their dentist doesn't do porcelain? Is it because they think it's a fashion statement? Do they think it's better for their tooth? And we'll find out Maria's reasons here at the end of the show. So back to the emergency thing. Okay, so, you know, 6 months ago your tooth chipped, now you bit down into something and it hurts. Well, I mean, that's an emergency for you because you're in pain. Don't be surprised if some dentists out there don't consider it an emergency because you did wait 6 months to do something about it. Obviously, it's best to deal with it the minute you realize something's awry, because honestly, that'll save you the most money, because at that point, it might have just been a filling. Just a tooth filling. But wait till it hurts, and guess what? You're probably looking at a root canal. Why? Because the decay now, which started back 6 months ago, actually started probably 2 years ago, and got big enough to where a little piece of your tooth chipped, and it kept getting deeper and deeper and deeper until finally either you just plain get the toothache, or a lot of people say, yeah, I just bit down into a cracker and I got this searing pain. And what happened then is that's the moment where that last little bit of decayed tooth that was now, the little bit of tooth that was between the nerve and the outside world, that's where that last little bit finally gave way. And now you have an opening into the nerve center of your tooth. So yeah, that can be an emergency. And don't get me wrong, I take care of people that are in that situation all the time. So I've actually even had one where the swelling was so bad, I made the incision on the outside of his face, down below the level of the mandible, the chin, on the side there. Made a little stab incision and pus, just, you know, I'm sorry, I guess it is morning, people are up maybe eating breakfast, I'm sorry about that. But the point is I had to drain out the infection. And because, you know, you have all that infection circulating through your body, it's not healthy. It just isn't healthy. Also, if you have a fever from your infection, and by the way, a fever is defined as anything over 100 degrees Fahrenheit, so 98.6 being normal, and anything under 100, your body can pretty much handle with its own antibodies, but anything over 100 is pretty much assumed that you're going to need some help with some antibiotics from your physician or from your friendly dentist. Now, keep in mind that you can follow me on Twitter by going to www.twitter.com/Dr. Kvitko. I spell it with all caps, DrKvitko. You can also access podcasts of these shows by going to iTunes and searching under Dentally Speaking or Dr. Kvitko. If you want to send us an email, you can do so by sending it to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. All right, and remember, our phone number is 459-9769. And later on, we will give out the answer to today's question of the day, as well as hear from the woman with the front tooth that is gold, Maria, in Savannah, Georgia, as part of the Teeth Across America series. And you know what? When it comes to dental emergencies, children, you probably shouldn't wait. A lot of times, parents come in, the child is crying, or they're they're just keep saying they have a tooth that's sore. You know, it could turn out to be something as simple as a primary tooth being pushed out by the adult tooth, but you really don't want to take a chance with kids. You just never know. It could be something much worse. Could be an infection, could be a tumor, some kind of a cyst. So best, especially if they're young enough that they don't really understand or can't explain it well, that you go ahead and just give a call and bring them in. I'm not saying that might not be able to wait till Monday, but I would give a call right away and let your dentist decide when it's appropriate to bring them, okay? Oh, I forgot to mention, you can also listen to podcasts of this show on columbustoday.com, and it's 2 p.m. and 8 p.m., so this show will replay, I believe starting Monday or Tuesday, every night, 2 p.m. and 8 p.m., so if you're at work, just go to columbustoday.com, and click on the Dentally Speaking show. You know, it'll start playing. Minimize it to your toolbar and just go about your business and listen. So if there's something interesting you think a friend or a coworker ought to listen to, be sure to tell them about Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and they too can listen at their desk at work, and they can get some work done at the same time. So stay tuned, because we're going to hear why Maria has a gold front tooth and actually wants another one. You've been listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko here on Sunny 95, Sunday mornings at 7. Do appreciate you tuning in, and we will be right back after the commercial break.
Experience, artistry, creativity. There are still professions where these words mean something. Studio B Hair Design still believe that practice does make perfect. Whether it's a precision cut, custom color, or something uniquely your own, Studio B can help you find just the right look, all in a comfortable, relaxing atmosphere right in the heart of Clintonville. Let Studio B Hair Design give you the best professional hair care at the best price. And should you need a quick gift idea, why not give a Studio B gift certificate for a birthday, anniversary, or subtle way of telling that special someone your hair needs help. So when looking for a fresh approach to your hair, do what lots of people do in Central Ohio. Trust experience. Trust the professionals at Studio B Hair Design. Studio B Hair Design, 21 Brighton Road, just off High Street in Clintonville. Call for your appointment now, 614-263-8661. 263-8661.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
I'm general dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko. I live my life and practice dentistry by four very important principles: comfort, compassion, respect, and care. They are my guide to providing the very best and most comfortable dental care for you and your family. We want you to feel safe, relaxed, and confident that you are getting the very best care. If you need to correct one tooth or have a total smile makeover, we can help. We provide cosmetic and restorative services, including tooth whitening, crowns and bridges, complete and partial dentures, root canals, extractions, and implants. At Dr. Kvitko & Associates, we work hard to earn your trust.
Call to schedule an appointment, 262-9588, or online at drkvitko.com.
Dr. Kvitko & Associates.
I say, hey, I'll be gone today. But I'll be back from around the way. Seems like everywhere I go, the more I see, the less I know. But I know.
Welcome back to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Thanks for joining me. Today, we have learned what to do in an emergency, or rather, when is it truly an emergency and when it can wait till Monday. And now, we're going to listen to an interview I did when I was in Savannah, Georgia. Maria, who has a gold tooth, and we're going to talk a little bit about that. So let's listen in. All right, I'm in Savannah, Georgia, and I am talking to Maria. Right, Maria?
Yes.
And Maria agreed to talk to me because, as you know, when I do my Teeth Across America series, whenever I travel, I talk to people who I meet. And Maria happens to have a gold tooth, not the front one, but a little bit off to the right. Tell me the story about that.
You can do it.
No, I can't.
Really?
I can't.
Okay, I'll do it for you. Okay, smile for me. Okay, smile real big. Okay, so it's all gold. It's all gold. It's on the right side. And was that like a gift? Was it something that you just always wanted to have a gold tooth?
I always wanted to have a gold tooth.
So the tooth is healthy underneath?
Yes, it is.
Okay. And I do gold teeth. It's not the first one I've ever seen. I actually make them.
One, really? For real?
Yeah. Where do
I want a bottom one.
Right below it or kind of off to the left?
It doesn't matter what side.
Okay. Okay. Because, yeah, I've done those before. And was the tooth healthy and you just said, let's make it gold?
It's healthy.
Okay.
Yes, I just wanted to be cool.
Well, no, it's nice. It's nice. It's you're bejeweled.
I think it just made me sexy.
That's right. That's right. This is radio, but if you could see her, you would know she's very sexy.
Yeah.
So, now, you were telling me about your dentist. Your dentist passed away or something?
He passed.
He did. How long ago?
About 4 or 5 months ago.
Oh, that's unfortunate. That's unfortunate. So now you don't have anybody to do your new gold tooth?
No.
I'm just curious. Did he charge you like extra because it was a special order? Or is it just whatever a gold tooth costs?
I lost the gold. It fell out. And I have 2 insurance that pay 80%. And that's how I got this one.
Oh, okay. Okay.
My insurance paid for it.
That's good. Well, yeah, if you need a crown, you need a crown. They don't care what color it is.
No, they don't.
Yeah. Did it hurt?
No.
It's not supposed to. I'm just asking.
Exactly. It's not supposed to hurt.
Well, great. So, and you get your insurance through the hotel here?
Through the hotel, and also I have Blue Cross Blue Shield.
Okay, and that's been pretty good to you?
Yes. Both pay 80%.
Do you like going to the dentist?
Of course. I get my teeth cleaned every 6 months.
Good deal. Good deal. So, like, people like me don't scare you?
No.
That's good. I love hearing that.
Exactly. You don't scare me.
Good. Do you have any questions for a dentist that, like, I'm not charging you, so here's a chance to get a question answered? Anything you ever wondered about? Like, what's a root canal? Things like that. You pretty much know it?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Well, you know what? When we go off the air, I'll give you information on how you can listen to this someday on the web, because it streams live on Sunday 95 in Central Ohio.
Thank you.
Thank you, Maria.
You're welcome.
Take care now.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. You got me, didn't you?
So the answer is, it's sexy. That's the answer. So that's why she had hers done. And she's right. If the tooth needs a crown, if it has a cavity or if it's had several fillings or something, and it needs a crown, it doesn't matter what color it is. Your insurance will pay for tooth colored, of course, but they'll also pay for gold. And you get to choose. So she's fortunate enough to have dual coverage. That must mean her husband also is employed and she's covered under him. But that's the most common reason that I have come across as to why people get a gold front tooth. And in fact, even when we make a denture, there's a thing called a mesial crown that we can buy from the dental laboratories that is a denture tooth that's gold. It's fake gold, but it looks gold. And a lot of people feel that if they have a gold tooth, people will be less apt to think they're wearing dentures. And I think they're right. Although I personally probably wouldn't want a gold front tooth, but that's just me. So anyway, all right, now, let's go over the question of the day. Let's go ahead and I have one more guess, an emailed guess that came in from Dean. And Dean is guessing that the guys are the ones that are paying the higher school loan payments for their by the time they become dentists. And remember, this is according to the ADA. The average full educational monthly loan payment by gender is $900 a month for the guys and $1,010 a month for the women. So the answer is women pay a higher amount for their loan payments, for school. I'm not sure why that is, but that's 10% higher. And I imagine there are some people out there that are going to cry foul about that. I don't have a pulse, my finger on the pulse of why there's a disparity, because a 10% disparity does seem like a lot. But if you have an interest in finding out more, send me an email, and I'll be happy to delve into it for you. And remember, it's Dr. Kvitko at dentallyspeaking.com. So thank you for tuning in today. It is time to go. Be sure to tune in next Sunday morning at 7 a.m., just like this Sunday, every Sunday morning at 7 here on Sunday 95, Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Really appreciate you tuning in. Go to follow me on Twitter. Go to columbustoday.com. Remember, you can listen as this streaming live on sunday95.com. So go out and have a great day, great week. Be back here next Sunday morning at 7. Thanks so much for tuning in. This has been Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to columbustoday.com, keyword dentally speaking, to access full half-hour episodes of Dr. Kvitko shows.
If you would like to book Dr. Kvitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.